Pro Football Focus gave the Patriots draft a B, which was last in the AFC East. Consensus has been that this was a average to below average draft for New England. Arnie, they took a lot of players. They did not take a quarterback. They did not take a wide receiver. They did not take a running back. I can't imagine you were thrilled with this.
No, I was wrong on that. They didn't do any of that, but that's the reason why they got such bad grades. Matter of fact, I sent you a list of, they ranked every team and they ranked the Patriots 32nd on where they were in the draft. I mean, if I'm a Patriot fan, I'm disappointed. You took a couple of tight ends. I didn't think you needed to go there. You still never got anybody explosive. You could have had the quarterback that you wanted. You could have had a wide receiver. You could have taken a running back. You could have added something to the offense. You did none of that. And you know what's crazy is your first pick. I'm saying to myself, okay, let's see what the Patriots do. And what do? Out of all the people in Division I football, they say, nah, we can't find anybody in D1. Let's go to D2. I mean, and nothing against what Kyle Duggar, but I mean, really, it's your first pick. Is that where you wanted to go? Nothing was good enough D1? And
right.
I got to be really disappointed if I'm a Patriot fan. Nothing got me excited here.
Well, Duggar was on radar somewhere, not at 37, but somewhere in the top 60. I mean, the fact that it was a D2 guy, I think, is what kind of deterred everyone from being happy about it. The thing that bothered me about it is, what the hell are you getting a safety for with your first pick? I mean, safety was brought up, I think, Friday by one of our guests. I don't remember who, but somebody said they should work on the secondary, and I said, why?
Yeah.
You've already got a bunch of safeties that are all set. Granted, they're getting older, but the secondary was the last thing I thought the Patriots needed. But I like the fact that past that, with the two, the three, the next four picks, they went linebacker, linebacker, tight end, tight end. I mean, to me, that is going after what you need.
The plan for the Patriots that we tried to figure out for 3 months became pretty darn clear to me over the weekend. The Patriots are preparing for a gap year. They are not going to be competitive at the highest level or even try to be competitive at the highest level in 2020. And there's a distinction here. I do not believe this team is tanking. There is too much talent on this roster, and Bill Belichick is too good of a coach for them to intentionally lose. I do not think that this roster is bad enough to go 1-15. However, this roster is also not good enough to go 11-5. This roster did nothing to really help itself in 2020. No other quarterback for competition with Stidham. No more offensive weapons, essentially. They got blocking tight ends, it feels like, here in these moves. They got tight ends. They did not get the best tight ends that were available. This team is preparing for a gap year. They will try hard. They will instill their program among these new players. They will be interesting. They will not be very good.
Yeah, you know what crazy is? You say they have got enough talent, so they're going to win enough games. It's not so much the talent. They've got a really, really tough schedule. So yeah. Throw that into the mix, and yeah, there could be some serious problems. And you know, as for quarterback, there were teams that didn't need a quarterback, guys, that took quarterbacks. Philadelphia took a quarterback.
Buffalo.
Green Bay.
Took a quarterback. Green Bay traded up to take a quarterback. And that's not for, you know, we talked a little bit about this on Friday, but minimum, 2-3 years from now. And here, the Patriots could have certainly used the quarterback at least to push Stidham, or if something doesn't go right with Stidham, and they just ignored it. Now, obviously, they're going to have to do something in, I say free agency or whatever's left on the market. I just saw a story. They're still not interested in Cam. But I just can't for the life of me. Teams that don't need quarterbacks are taking quarterbacks. And, you know, the Eagles also signed my quarterback from Arizona, Khalil Tate, as an unrestricted free agent. They're signing unrestricted free agents as quarterbacks. I don't understand what's going on.
Man, you had a good weekend, didn't you?
Why?
You're flying.
Well, no,
you're
flying.
You just drink about 5 Mountain Dews?
I don't know, ginger ale.
No, but I say this because I know it fires you up. And, I mean, the draft is your thing. I can't say it. As a fan of the Patriots?
No, you like to say, is the Pats guy in the room?
But I wanted to try to rephrase it so it wouldn't sound the same.
Just go with what works for you.
I was pleased with the fact, not pleased that they didn't get a quarterback, but that says to me that maybe Bill Belichick just knows something we don't know, and that he is impressed with Jarrett Stidham, and he feels very comfortable with going forward with him.
Again, I was always okay with Jarrett Stidham having the starting job, or at least having the inside track to the starting job. I would have liked to see them take a quarterback rounds 4 or late, one of those third round picks, 4-7, though, especially just to get somebody else in the room. And just, again, Albert Breer said it a couple weeks ago, throw darts at the board and just see what hits. I would have been fine with that. I wanted that. The thing now, though, I feel about this for Stidham is I hope we're going to be able to get a fair evaluation of him. they don't have a whole lot of offensive weaponry around him. They're going to need to stay healthy for us to get that answer. That's not something you can bank on, Arnie, but if they go because at full strength, we think that this is a subpar offensive roster around him. If you start taking out two, three guys who get hurt, then he's not even going to have a chance for us to get the answer on him, I feel like, and that feels unfair.
Well, unfair as it may be, this is what Tom Brady had to deal with. This is Aaron Rodgers. They haven't taken a wide receiver with the first pick in, what, 15 years?
Yeah, but come on, that's not fair to put that expectation on Stidham right now. We talk about quarterbacks needing help and being given weapons and being given playmakers, and even we watched The Last Dance, and Jordan needed some help around him and needed things to be different. Not only now are you going to strip down the offensive roster, give him no playmakers, but now you're taking a lesser version of quarterback and expecting him to do what Brady did? That's not right.
Well, it's not right, but it's not fair for Joe Burrow, and he's got to do it in Cincinnati. Is it fair for Tua?
Yeah, but they're trying to help him out, though.
Well, some teams are, some teams aren't. That's the way life is in the NFL. Is it fair to Tyrod Taylor, who did a good job with the Bills and now trying to do it with the Chargers, yet they take a quarterback? I'm sorry. Maybe it's not fair to Stidham, but I believe in all my heart that the Patriots really want that the pick to go ahead and get Trevor Lawrence. I mean, everybody's starting the maneuver right now. If I'm the Patriots, I'm waiting to see who I personally think is the worst team in the NFL, and I'm trying to make a deal with them to get that number one pick. I've got to get myself a quarterback.
Yeah.
You've got nobody exciting. The future does not look good for the New England Patriots right now.
Well, we'll see about that at the end of the year when Jarrett Stidham has done whatever he has done. See, that's the thing. I just refuse to write him off, and I was thrilled that they're not bringing in anybody else, because I felt all along, give this kid a chance. Yes, Brady, maybe it's an 8-8, 7-9 kind of season, but so be it. I mean, I'm looking at the problem with this team as I see it, especially based on their drafts of the last 3 years, which have been head scratchers in so many ways, is there's so many ifs. You know, can N'Keal Harry turn into an elite receiver or even a decent receiver? I mean, Jawan Williams from last year, Winovich showed great signs last year. Is he ready to take the next step? Is Damian Harris going to carry the ball more than four times? And I mean, you go up and down the last few years. Jawan Bentley, is he ready to step in as an important piece on the defense? There's just so many questions.